Famous people to escort, that's the tough one. I suppose when I made a bit of a fool of myself, one of the big events, when I think it was, again, the early 80s, was that Prince Charles, the Queen bought him a house in Gloucestershire, which is called Highgrove House. It was a gift, I believe, from the Queen to Prince Charles, and he just got engaged to Diana, the Princess of Wales. And in the early days, we were sent there to guard it. There was nothing there. There was no security at all on the building. The police radio was in a little outhouse just outside the back of the building on a milk crate. It was just a milk crate and a portable radio, and we were asked to go out there and patrol it as best we could. He wasn't there a great deal, but he was there from time to time. On one occasion he was in, we could patrol, but not right by the house. And I was out one night and I saw a car come along the drive. I thought, that's okay, that's fine, that's somebody coming back. But I saw somebody come across the grass down into the moat, which is a dipped area. I didn't know who it was, so I just shouted out, "Who?" This sounds so stupid now. Who's that? Who are you? And the voice came back, "It's Diana." And I honestly said, foolishly, "Diana, who? What are you doing?" And of course, it was Princess Diana. And but she, you know, she wouldn't. She's deceased now, but she would never do that two or three years on, because, you know, now they'd all be armed and there'd be electronic devices and everything. So probably that's my closest to coming to royalty.